the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were with us in the previous episodes, we were discussing the different objectives of the supplications. We said that it seems our spring of knowledge in supplications that is handed down to us, this blessing of the Almighty Allah, which is given and bestowed upon us by the hands of the Ahlul Bayt and the infallible Imams, this school of supplication seems to be following different rules, different set of rules. It seems that they are put in there for us to be learning something. That is why we believe this system is an educational system, and different objectives are reached by reciting supplications. We mentioned a couple of those objectives. And now we will start discussing one more. This objective is about the tongue of the supplication. It seems that the language of Gnosticism is the tongue of the entry into the world of intuition. It is the language of the unimaginable world. For example, Let me elaborate on this more by having a look at this part of Sha'baniya prayer. We read in Sha'baniya prayer, وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ نَادَيْتَهُ فَأَجَابَكَ. Oh my God, make me one of those whom you have called and they have responded. وَلَاحَظْتَهُ فَسُعِقَ لِجَلَالِكَ. Whom you have observed and they have been stricken for your glory. وَنَاجَيْتَهُ سِرًّا وَعَمَلَ لَكَ جَهْرًا. Make me among those whom you have confided to secrets and they have worked for you openly. We also see this concept in different whispered prayers as well. For example, in the 15th whispered prayer of the supplication of the 15th munajat. We will have a look at that after a short break.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good. About all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The Ocean of Dua. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So as we said, the language of entry into the world of intuition is seen as the language of Gnosticism in the words and expressions of the Ahlul Bayt in the supplications. For example, in the 12th supplication of the 15th Munajat, we read, إِلَهِ فَاجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَرَسَّخَتْ أَشْجَارُ الشَّوْقِ إِلَيْكِ فِي حَدَائِقِ صُدُورِهِمْ. Oh my God, let me be among those in whose hearts the trees of longing to you have rooted, and those hearts have been occupied with your love. So these people, to the best of grace, resort in the gardens of nearness and disclosure they delight, and from the ponds of love they drink. The curtain has been removed from upon their sights. Oh my God, make me among these people. How sweet the taste of your love is. ما أطيب طعم حبك وما أعظم شرب قربك. Make us among these people. How sweet is the taste of your love, and how great your nearness is. وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ أَخَصِّ عَارِفِيكَ وَأَسْلَحِ عِبَادِكَ. Make us among the best of those who know you and the most pious of your servants. So when Imam alayhi salam says, وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ أَخَصِّ عَارِفِيكَ, make us among the best of those who know you, it is understood that Imam is referring to the concept of Gnosticism that a supplicant must be having prior to engaging in supplication. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.